ABC News.
Josephine Asher with the top stories. US President Donald Trump says the United States will run Venezuela for the foreseeable future, following the capture of its leader, Nicolas Maduro, and his wife amid dramatic raids on the South American country. The US bombed the capital Caracas and other locations in a lightning military operation in the early hours of the morning, local time, which lasted for more than 2 hours. Military sites in the capital were hit and Venezuelan air defense system dismantled, before US Special Forces captured President Maduro and his wife Celia Flores, flying them out of the capital in a helicopter. Mr. Trump says the pair will face criminal charges in New York and shared an image of what appears to be Mr. Maduro blindfolded and handcuffed. The Australian government's Smart Traveller website is warning Australians if they're in Venezuela, they should consider leaving. Australia doesn't have an embassy or consulate in Venezuela. Swiss prosecutors say the French managers of a bar where a fire killed 40 people have been charged with homicide by negligence. Authorities say early investigations suggest the likely cause of the fire in the ski resort of Crans-Montanard were sparklers on champagne bottles being carried too close to the ceiling. And Surf Life Saving New South Wales is pleading with people to swim at patrolled locations after a deadly start to 2026. 5 people have drowned in the state's waters since New Year's Eve, and 2 other swimmers remain missing. ABC News.